This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you somehow haven't heard about or seen the Netflix documentary series Cheer, I mean, one, where have you been? And two, borrow somebody's password if you have to, but watch it. Seriously, it's gripping, and I use that word in all seriousness. It is a gripping look into the world of competitive cheerleading. Grueling does not begin to describe that sport. So that's the story of the documentary. Lots of great characters, narrative tension. It's really good. But there is another thread in this show about the business of cheer, specifically a company named Varsity Brands that makes almost everything cheerleaders use and wear, from sequins to gym bags and the competitions that they use them in. Matt Stoller is a fellow at the Open Markets Institute. He also writes Big. That's a newsletter about monopolies. Matt, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You say in this piece that you love this Varsity Brands monopoly. Explain why, would you?
Well, there's a number of reasons, but one of the main arguments that people make about corporate concentration and monopoly is that monopolies are efficient because they have, you know, economies of scale, right? It's a bigger factory is more efficient, a bigger search engine is more efficient. And it's really obvious that cheerleading has no economies of scale. This monopoly is purely a result of coercive business arrangements. And so it's just a super easy to explain argument about why we're seeing more monopoly power across our economy.
This thing has, first of all, vertical integration, right? It's got gyms, it's got the competitions, it's got the gear, it's got the uniforms, it's got basically everything.
Right. It's like John D. Rockefeller, but with more glitter.
With more, lots of glitter and hairspray, probably. So you watched this thing, the last episode, where they talk to the guy who runs Varsity Brands. And then right after that, you see this thing on the screen that says Varsity Brands would not let us film the competition, which is the crux of this entire series. And I guess spoiler alert for those who haven't watched it yet, but that's a pretty good illustration of the tight control that this company maintains on its cash cow.
That's right. So what they do, the way they have control over cheerleading in the U.S. is they own and control all of the competitions. So if you want to, basically all of them, 90% or so, if you want to enter a cheer competition, which is basically it's gymnastics, it's a kind of gymnastics.
Super hardcore gymnastics. I mean, let's say that about these people, right?
Right. Totally incredibly dangerous. But what they do, just to explain how they make their money, so they charge a lot of money to enter these competitions and also do what their real business is, which is selling clothes and equipment for cheerleading. Because they have control over the competition, they have arrangements with all of these gyms in one particular segment of cheerleading. Gyms are where you learn cheer and you learn routines with the rest of your team. And so they sign deals with gyms with rebates where they say, hey, if you buy Varsity apparel, we will give you kind of a kickback. And so as a result, they have a lot of control over the cheer equipment market because of their control over gyms, which stems from their control over competitions.
There's a subculture element to this whole thing, right? Until this Netflix documentary broke, I would guess not, you know, 2 people out of 10 knew what cheer was, what the money is, how hardcore it is. And I wonder if that's part of the reason why it has escaped so much notice.
Well, I mean, Bring It On was a really important moment. I think from what I understand in sort of the cheer world, right, that kind of brought this sport to the attention of kind of everyone, right? But I think that this cheer documentary, it actually brought the power of Varsity to people's attention. And that was, I think, what was really different.
Matt Stoller, he's got a book out about monopolies. It's called Goliath, the 100-Year War Between Monopoly Power and Democracy. We were talking about Cheer, the Netflix documentary, and the company that controls cheerleading in this country. Matt, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.